Want a more fault-tolerant data center? Bring the availability of cloud computing inside your data center with the only server built from the cloud up.
Welcome to another episode of Virtually Speaking. I'm your host, Yang Cho, a platform technology evangelist at the Microsoft. In this four-part series, we are going to examine a capability that provided by Windows Server 2012 and later. It's called Features on Demand. And in first episode, we're going to talk about DSIM using DSIM Online. And then we do DSIM with the PowerShell in second episode. Then we go to Server Manager PowerShell. And in the final episode, I will show you how you can use all these tools that we learn to develop a minimal server workload. Let's see how we can do it.
I will use DSIM in PowerShell ISE. So let me bring it up and I'm going to expand it. Now to look at the help file, simply type DSIM and it will bring up the help file. And you can find out there's different usage. For instance, if you do slash image, that will operate against a remote image. Or you can do slash online, that will operate on local OS installation. If you want to look at the help file, you can do slash online and then slash question mark, and it will bring up the help file for the online piece. And if you scroll down a little bit, you notice that for feature on demand, the package service commands, they are enable feature, disable feature, and also get features, get feature information. These are all relevant commands that are related to features on demand. Okay, if we bring up the get features, and let's take a look what's the local installation with all those features in place. And this is really not a nice format to examine. We can do a format table to kind of lay out all the feature nicely, also with the state. The state is really what we want to examine. For all the features, they are different states. For instance, they are enabled or disabled. And if we scroll down a little bit, there's also something like disabled with payload removed. For instance, like .NET Framework 3.0. Now, with payload removed, that means the binary is not included in this installation. In other words, the bits are not in place. Let's look at the TFTP, and currently it's in a disabled state. Let's go ahead and try to enable this feature. We do slash enable feature, and we can give the feature name TFTP. And by just doing that, right, we actually enable this TFTP feature. We do get feature again. We should see the state changed. Okay, so it's enabled. If we want to disable it, again, we can do the same thing. Do a DSIM and slash online, and we can do disable feature and give the feature name. And this is how you can change the state of a particular feature or server role. We do get feature again to look at the current state, and we find out that TFTP has been disabled. If we want to actually remove the binary, we can add slash remove. That actually remove the bits out of the current instance. So in that case, the state becomes disabled with payload removed. To enable a disabled feature with payload removed, we have to provide a source code. And so here we provide W5101 server with the folder WINSXX as the source code, which will be copied into the local side-by-side store, which is under Windows, WINSXS. If you look at the size of the folder, now this is a server with a GUI install. It's actually quite a number of gigabytes. So what we will do now is we are going to enable the feature and we specify the source code, which is W5101. And then it will copy into the local installation, and at this time TFTP is re-enabled.
So that was using this online command line tool to add feature, remove feature, even remove the binary of the feature. It's relatively easy, but it does take a lot of practices to make it really fluent in the operations. I hope you find it valuable. In the next episode, we are going to use PowerShell and do the same thing. Now remember, the strategy is always to query the current state of the feature, of the target feature that you want to work on, and then you do testing with it, and then you make the commitment, make the changes, and then you verify the changes you made. So I hope to see you in the next episode.